This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility of the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Several incidents of desecration and damages to Hindu temples and deities in the neighbouring nation have been reported in the past few months. Mr. Singh said India has expressed its concerns about such incidents, including the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at Jeshwareshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira during Durga Puja this year. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Sorin took oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the fourth time today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Sorin at a function in Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. In the 81-member assembly, India bloc secured 56 seats. On the other hand, BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. One seat went to Jharkhand Lok Tantrik Krantikari Morcha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Hemant Sorin on taking oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished him for his tenure ahead. The Supreme Court today ordered that Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, currently in force to tackle the severe air quality in Delhi, will continue till 2nd of December. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oak and Augustine George Massey made it clear that all GRAP 4 measures except for schools shall be continued till Monday. India is working alongside other reform-oriented countries to build support among the UN member states for expansion of the UN Security Council, as New Delhi has all the credentials to be a permanent member of the expanded UNSC that reflects contemporary global realities. This was stated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He stated that the government accords highest priority to getting permanent membership in an expanded United Nations Security Council. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over global enthusiasm towards Indian history and culture. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Indian culture resonates globally. Sharing the glimpses from his foreign visits, the Prime Minister said that this immense enthusiasm towards our history and culture is extremely gladdening. More than 1 million people in Ukraine have been reportedly left without power after Russia launched a massive strike on the country's energy grid overnight. At least 12 areas across Ukraine, including three western regions, have been hit, and Energy Minister Herman Halushenko said emergency power outages had been introduced. Explosions have been reported in several cities, including Odessa, Kharkiv, and Lutsk. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that launching a barrage of missile attacks against Ukraine was Moscow's way of responding to Kiev's use of Western weapons. The 55th International Film Festival of India concluded with a spectacular closing ceremony, marking yet another memorable edition of this prestigious event. Saul Biluwethele, directorial Toxic, bagged the prestigious Golden Peacock Award at the 55th International Film Festival of India 2024 today. In the closing ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium at Panaji, Goa, the team was awarded 40 lakhs cash prize, a Golden Peacock Trophy and a certificate. Clement Favreau bagged the Best Actor Male Award for his stellar performance, and Westa Mathuyete and Leva Repuikate jointly won the Best Actor Female Honour for their roles in film Toxic. In the Indian section, Navjot Bandiwadekar was recognised as the Best Debut Director of an Indian feature film for Gharat Ganpati, while the Best Web Series OTT Award went to Lampan. In badminton, PV Sindhu, Unnati Huda and Shreyansi Valishetty have entered the women's singles quarter-final of Syed Modi India International 2024 Super 300 tournament in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.